What is up, everybody? It is your girl Drea K back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. If you ain't, you already know who you need to call, and his name is Jesus. Yahweh, Yeshua. Go ahead and call on him because God is doing something so beautiful and so amazing within myself, within the people who are connected to me, within this podcast, everything that he is allowing me to do, everything that I am doing, operating in my gifts, operating in my call. God is doing something so amazing, y'all. When I tell y'all, God has been fully in control of every aspect of my business, every aspect of my life. I really say that wholeheartedly. I am experiencing God at like a whole new level, and it's not scary. It's not that I'm really used to, because at first, when God would lead me and guide me to certain places and to do certain things, I was always hesitant. There was some fear there. There was very much uncertainty all throughout the process. But now, Jesus, I'm moving with so much clarity and certainty. What used to be uncertainty is now certainty. What used to be confusing, I now have clarity. And that is nothing but God. That is nothing but the Holy Spirit. And me just really surrendering my life, my focus, my attention, my mind, my heart, my career, my business over to God. I just wanted to come on here real quick and brag about God. And I wanted to share a prayer that I did this morning for the Discipline Bootcamp participants. And when I tell y'all, God is just so good, and he is so intentional about the people that he sends to you. He is very intentional about what you become, especially in this season of your life. He is very intentional. And that was actually my word of the day. I want to say like 3 days ago, intentional. God is very intentional with your business. Your business is not just an e-commerce website. It's not just something to do to please your flesh or whatever. It's not something to do just because you don't want to work a 9-to-5. Your career in God's hands is going to very much look like ministry. Here I am sitting on our strategy call in the community last night, and one of the members is actually a 21-day discipline bootcamp participant. And so I'm sitting up here, even before I got on the strategy call, I was watching Fantasia worship and minister on, I think it was at Lighthouse Church in Houston. And when I tell y'all, Fantasia as a whole just speaks so much to me and what God has shown me about just me and my career and things like that. But the way that woman just goes all in for God, knowing that she is in the industry that she's in, knowing that, you know, God has placed her, you know, to be in movies and all of these things. It's like the way that woman worships God, the way that woman speaks about Jesus is just like, oh God. So I'm sitting up here in full worship. I'm sitting up here in worship right before I get on my strategy call, and I get on the strategy call and I am just like, I'm toe up. I'm like, y'all, what we talking about tonight? Because the Lord is like, he's wanting to do something. And I felt like it wasn't, you know, coincidental that I ran across that video of Fantasia on TikTok, and I ended up going to YouTube to watch the full video of it. And so when I get into the strategy call, I'm sitting up here trying to, you know, okay, we came here to talk about business. We came here, you know, like, let's get it together. You know, Andrea, go ahead and get professional, this and this and that. And I just couldn't get into it because lo and behold, I needed to stay in a posture of worship for a reason. It was a reason why God led me to that video. It was a reason why I saw it. It was a reason why I began to worship right before I got on that call. And God completely, of course, he interrupted the whole objective of the night. And y'all, when I tell you, everything that you're thinking that God is going to do, everything that you, or every way that you think God is going to use you, it's going to be totally different. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to come here. This is going to be about business and life coaching. Of course, we're going to have prayer and Bible study and things like that. But when God just wants to take over and just don't do anything but pray. Don't do like give you instruction. Don't do anything but pray. Don't do anything but worship. Don't do anything that you had planned. Go ahead and do this. And since opening back up the community, that's what God has been doing. The first strategy session that we had last week, I was sitting up here. I had this whole thing planned. I was like, okay, we're going to talk about this and we're going to talk about that and we're going to get into the business and this and this and that. But as soon as we got on the call, the Lord shifted us. Jesus, he shifted us and led us in the right direction. Had nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about. And so yesterday, I picked up a book. I was at Hobby Lobby with my niece and I picked up a book. And it is from the CEO and founder of Hobby Lobby. And it's called Leadership Not by the Book. And when I tell y'all, this man is a true man of God because in the first chapter, he is speaking about being led by the Holy Spirit. This is a leadership book. This is a book about business, and he's talking about being led in his decisions by the Holy Spirit. He's talking about how 50% of his profit goes to other nonprofits. So everything that Hobby Lobby makes, 50% of its profits goes towards other ministries, people that are doing the work of the Lord. And he got that idea from being led by the Holy Spirit. And y'all, this is a white man. Like this is And this book is being sold inside of his own store. That's what made me pick it up. Not just like I didn't know what the book was about or anything like that, but when I saw founder and CEO of Hobby Lobby, I was like, this man is selling his own book inside of his own store. I'm thinking legacy, I'm thinking strategy, I'm thinking this gotta be God. 'Cause that's crazy. I ain't never seen that before, right? So as I'm reading the first chapter, this is literally what the first sentence says in chapter one. It says, at several crucial times in my life, God has seized my attention in unforgettable ways to alter my path and to change how we do things at Hobby Lobby. Each of these pivotal episodes resulted in some paradigm shift, a few of them larger than others. We wouldn't be where we are today without them. Our businesses belong to God. Yes, we can plan, we can talk about marketing, we can talk about branding, but the meat of it, the real importance of it is your devotion to God, how you're getting your information on what to do in your business, how you are seeking God for clarity in your business. Yes, we are called to entrepreneurship. Yes, we are called to business. But what God has literally been showing me is that everything that he is allowing me to do is going to be spirit-led. It's not going to require all of my intellect. It's not going to require all of my business savviness. It's not going to require all of my intelligence or whatever the case may be, my experience and all of that. It is going to be by his spirit. The community, the boot camps, the courses, the programs, the books, all of the things, it's going to be led by him. And we cannot control when God shows up and how he shows up. We cannot control that. So we have to be surrendered vessels when we are operating in our businesses. Even if you aren't an entrepreneur and you are called to the corporate space, your decisions have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Like you putting in the job applications, like, God, is this somewhere you want me to go? God, is this something you want me to pursue? That those decisions have to be led and surrendered over to God. And it's like, I knew that. It's like I had an awareness of that. I had a knowledge of that. I've experienced that in some way, shape, form, or fashion in the past. But now, when I tell y'all, God don't even let me make a plan. God don't even let me write nothing down. Like, he be like, let's do this instead. And then he'll do it on the spot. He'll do it on the spot. I'll have an idea of what we're going to talk about on the community calls and, you know, whatever. And he'll be like, oh, well, let's go over here. And I'm like, okay. And when he leads me, it be the very thing that the members are needing. It be the very thing. Oh, God just talked to me about that. Oh, I just saw a video about that. Or I just read a scripture about that. Oh, my God. That's how it is. That's how this season of your life is going to look like when you surrender everything over to God. I do want to invite you into the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp and also the community. All of the links and everything will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my website at thedreak.com. The Lord is doing something like heavy spiritually. It's even the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp. If you are a female leader and you know that you are called to women's ministry, this is a community. This is a bootcamp that you need. And I'm not saying that because it's like, it's my bootcamp and it's my community and, you know, I would, you know, profit off of it. It's not about that. It's about what's inside of it. It is about what God is doing on the inside of this community, inside the secret place, basically. The secret places of the bootcamp videos that you'll watch and the prayer calls and the community and being around other women that are growing in this area. It's literally something like transformative is taking place, and it's way more deeper than I can, you know, really convey and articulate. But I'm just overtaken by the Spirit of God and what he is doing inside of Living in Pursuit. I can't tell y'all how I feel at the moment, but I know that he is doing something amazing. He is doing something transformative, and this is the place for you. So if you are interested, you can still sign up for the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp. It still is open and available. And you can come on into the community as well. We will have replays and all of the things available for you as resources. And yeah, I want to share a clip of the prayer call this morning that took place at 7 a.m. And I just wanted to share a little clip of it because I feel like it may be for you all as well. So yeah, I will talk to you guys in my next episode, and I will see you in the community and in the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp. Bye.
God, right now, we come to you asking that you speak to us, asking that you reveal yourself to us, Lord God. We ask that whatever burdens we are carrying, Father God, we give them over to you right now, Lord. We give them over to you right now, Lord God, because we can't hold it. We can no longer hold these burdens. We can no longer do what we have been doing, Father God. These burdens are too heavy for us, Lord God. So I pray right now, Lord God, that as your word says, for all of us who are heavy and laden and burdened, Father God, to come to you, and you shall give us rest, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that you're available to carry the load. I thank you that you are available, Father God, to carry what we have been carrying for years, Lord God. I pray right now, Father God, that you just get into our hearts, get into our minds, Lord God. Let us not be fearful of you, Lord God. Let us know who you are, Lord God. Let us know who you are. Let us know that we have access to you, Lord God. We don't have to go through anybody else, Father God, but Jesus, that we could just come to Jesus, Lord, and we can have access to you, oh God. I pray that you give us understanding. Give us understanding of who you are, Lord God. Give us knowledge of who you are. Give us knowledge of how to come to you, Lord God. Give us knowledge of how to pray, Lord God, how to seek you, Lord God. Give us the desire, Father God, to spend time in your word. Give us the desire, Lord God, to seek your instruction, Father God, above all else, Lord God. Let us go to you, Father God. Let us humble ourselves and truly bow down before you, Lord God. Let us truly know you, Father God. Let us know you as a father. Let us know you as a teacher. Let us know you as a present help. Let us know you as a friend, Lord God. Whatever barriers, whatever blocks are standing in the way of us getting to you, Father God, of us coming to you, of us praying to you, Father God, I pray you remove it, Father God. I pray you remove the fear. I pray you remove the doubt. I pray you remove the uncertainty. I pray that you establish us in your kingdom, Lord God. Establish us, Father God, in all of our ways, Lord God. Teach us how to think clearly, Father God. Teach us how to worship, Father God. Teach us how to pray, Lord God. No matter where we are in our spiritual journeys, Father God, meet us where we are, Lord. Meet us where we are, Father God. Let us humble ourselves before you, Lord God, and let us know that we need you, Father God. Let us know that we need you, Father God. I pray you break the spirit of heaviness off of us, Lord God. Break the spirit of heaviness off of us, Lord God. For you've called us to be liberated by your freedom. You've called us to be liberated by your freedom, Lord God. You didn't call us to be bound. You didn't call us to be in bondage, Lord God. You've called us out of that place. You've called us out of the places of our bondage. You've called us out of the places of our suffering, Lord God. You called us out of the place of the wilderness, Father God. Teach us, oh God. Teach us, oh God. Teach us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, Father God. Prepare us for a mighty work, Lord God. Prepare us for a mighty work in your kingdom, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Humble our hearts, Lord God. Strengthen our minds, Lord God. Teach us your ways, Father God. Teach us your ways, Father God. Let it be so simple, Lord God. Let it be so simple, Father God, as to just asking for it, as just asking for it, Lord God. Let us just know who you are, Father God. Train us, Father God. Keep us in your will, Father God. Keep us aligned with who you are, Father God. Keep us in tune with your spirit, Lord God. Let us keep in step with your spirit, Lord God. Don't let our hearts grow weary, Father God. Don't let our hearts grow weary, Father God, but keep us, Father God. Strengthen us, Father God. Let us be obedient, Father God. Let us tune out the noise. Let us cancel out the noise, Father God, and only seek you, Lord God. Let us know what that truly means. Let us know how to seek you. Let us know how to worship you. Let us know how to pray, Father God. Give us supernatural instruction. Give us supernatural favor, Lord God. Teach us, Father God. Teach us your word, Father God. Let us not stray away from it. Let us not stray away from a real, true, divine relationship with you, Lord God. Let us experience that for real. Let us know, Father God, that we are worthy. We are worthy of your love. We are worthy of your attention. We are worthy, Father God, just as you are worthy of our praise, Father God. Let us understand that we are worthy of your love. We are worthy, Father God, no matter what culture says, no matter what the enemy says, no matter what our past says, no matter what anybody else says, Lord God, let us know that we are worthy of you. Give us strength, Father God, in the areas of our weaknesses, Lord. Give us strength, Father God. Humble our hearts, Lord God. Deliver us, Father God. Set us free, Father God. Set us free from what bondages us, Father God, from what keeps us, Father God. Even if we feel abandoned, if we feel stranded, if we feel misaligned, Father God, hold us up in your arms, Father God, and guide us, Father God. Let your spirit guide us, Lord God.